KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
All right, welcome to Laguna Open Beach Volleyball, live on KXFM 104.7 Radio Takeover. Laguna Beach Volleyball is taking over, and if you have a lust for life in Laguna Beach, you are in the right place for the next hour. We have an action-packed show for you, including a live interview with Olympic gold medalist Dane Blanton.
Olympic coach. Olympic gold medal coach.
Gold medalist.
Yes.
We'll get to the whole resume in a little bit. Let me introduce our co-hosts. We have the director of the Laguna Open for near going on 20 years now, Kirk Morgan, local legend in Laguna Beach, and the lovely Jill Whitty with Berkshire Hathaway, by the way.
That's right.
She is an outstanding local player on the sand and a great part of the community as well. And then we have a special in-studio guest who's going to play for us later in the hour, Ayrton Garcia.
A phenomenal young guitar talent in Laguna Beach and working at up at UCLA on his volleyball game. He's a setter at UCLA.
Go Bruins.
Thank you.
All right, with that, let's move on. Let's get into the show here. We're talking about the Laguna Open Beach Volleyball Tournament. Started in 1955, the world's best players play in Laguna Beach. It's the world's longest running beach volleyball tournament. It happens on Main Beach this year, September 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's a CBVA and AVP co-sponsored event with over $20,000 in prize money. And a special court right in front of the brand new beach club at the just opened Hotel Laguna. That's going to be a great party. So make sure you come down September 9th, 10th, and 11th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Look forward to having you there. We also have some very, very special guests, including, like I said, an Olympian, a gold medalist, and head coach of the women's USC beach volleyball team, Dane Blanton. That'll be at 5:30. But first, let's go to someone that really knows all about this tournament from the very beginning. That's Dane Selznick. I'm going to welcome him in here in a minute. But Dane is the son of Gene Selznick, who won the first seven tournaments in a row from 1955 to 1961. So with that, I want to play Dane's walk-up song that he requested and a piece that reminds me of my days playing in South Mission Beach. Go ahead.
Go to
With that, we're going to welcome in. We're going to welcome in Dane Selznick.
Dane Selznick.
What up, Dane?
Let me introduce this guy. He needs an introduction. So Dane is, first of all, a 1980 champion of the Laguna Open himself. He had 14 wins on the AVP Pro Tour, or what before the AVP existed. A three-time USA Beach team coach. And he coached Misty May and Kerry Walsh in 2004 for their gold medal. Awesome. He's also the head coach of the Laguna Beach Girls High School volleyball team. So we're dealing with a real professional. Dane, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Very good. Tell us about your memories of the Laguna Open as far back as you got them.
Well, that was 50 years ago, so I'm obviously aging myself. And the interesting thing is, I was living in Hawaii at the time as a junior, playing tennis, and moved back to the mainland in 1971, and the Laguna Beach Open was the first tournament that I got to witness. And I really didn't know what level of the game my father was at that time. And I went to the Laguna Open, and it was like a umbrella city. The weather was perfect. They would announce the players' names. They'd come out on the court, and you have these bronze Adonis athletes entering the court, Ron Von Hagen, Matt Gage, and so on. And it was such an incredible atmosphere that I never looked back. I fell in love with the sport from then on, stopped playing tennis. I was a ranked junior in Hawaii, and said, you know what, I don't need to play this sport anymore because my mother's the only fan watching it anyway. and I figured, you know what, these guys have the greatest lifestyle. They're on the sand. They're next to the ocean. I was into surfing. I was sold. I needed to play this game. And Laguna Beach, to me, was always the best location just because of the aesthetics, beautiful beach. It was a cozy beach. You know, we can only allow four courts to be on that sand because that's how small the beach is. Plus, it was the deepest sand in Southern California, so that was a challenge. And I loved the whole atmosphere of Laguna to begin with because everybody's basically right on top of you at that point. There were no stands for the fans. Everybody would camp out. The night before, they would bury kegs of beer in the sand. Nice. Some people brought a couch down. Their feet were basically on your heels when you were serving the ball. I mean, everybody was that close. I'd have conversations with the crowd before I'd even serve the ball. You know, I'd ask them, I'd say, who do you want me to serve? You know, and just it was just a great, great time. Laguna was always the best to me.
That's awesome. What was your favorite? Did you always play on Main Beach, or was there a particular cove you played in? Where was your favorite spot?
Well, Main Beach was the main location. I never played at any other location in Laguna until COVID. that was the only time I ever played a different place. Because when COVID happened, they took all the nets down. So I found Camel Point. And Camel Point was, you know, basically like being on vacation. That place was paradise, you know, on steroids. Nice. So, Main Beach was such a beautiful atmosphere, you know, looking at the Laguna Hotel and Las Brisas behind you. The photographs always, you know, depicted such a great atmosphere of that place.
Nice.
So every other location.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, so back in the 80s when you won in 1980, right? What was who was the best player or the players that you played with in that time?
Well, in 1980, when Andy and I won, interesting story. Before that tournament, Andy and I were doing too well. We were taking fourths and fifths, and Andy wanted to play with somebody else. So
Andy Fishburne,
I said,
right?
"Well, I'll tell you what, yeah. Andy Fishburne." So I said, "Look, Andy, if we don't win Laguna, you can play with whoever you want." So we ended up losing the first round match and coming through the loser's bracket, beating everybody on the way before we won the tournament. And so in succession, we had beaten Mike Dodd, John Stevenson, Steve Obradovich and Randy Stoklis, Sinjin Smith and Kars Karai, and Jim Mangus and Matt Gage in the final, in a double final. So those were the top teams at that time. Mangus and Gage, Sinjin and Karch, and Obradovich was usually playing with Gary Hooper. Those were the teams that were winning and were at the top of the sport.
That's awesome, and that's a murderer's row of champions right there, and all Laguna Beach Open champions as well. Let's get to the current time. You are coaching some of the best young women here in Orange County, in Laguna Beach. Who are the best young prospects that you are coaching right now?
Well, I have a local beach club in Laguna Beach. It's called Danger Beach Volleyball Club. I've got a pair of twins from Emerald Bay, actually, the ensigns. Skylar and Tawny. Yeah, they're my number one team. So they just won this past weekend. I also run CBVA tournaments in Santa Monica. They won the 18s division. Some other locals within the Newport area are Sydney Terrell, Quinn Perry, who goes to Newport Harbor. I also have a bunch of college players that I'm working with right now that since school just let out, all the college girls are back in town. So we have a good group of girls that are training down at Main Beach, getting in preparation for college and for high school next season.
The Ensigns, by the way, are a wonderful sponsor for the Laguna Open. We want to thank them. And, you know, they've mentioned you over and over and over again as being one of the great influences in their volleyball career, Dane.
So, Dane, Laguna is such an iconic volleyball town, and I think it's so amazing that you have such a great history here playing yourself, and now you're the coach of the girls' high school team. What's been the most rewarding experience, the most rewarding thing to you about coaching young females?
Well, I think just the looks on their faces, knowing that they had a fifth period class this past season, that they get to go to the beach for school. And they get to play a sport that they can play the rest of their lives.
Right.
And to me, I mean, that's, we never have that, you know, for forever, you know, I mean, any kind of high school beach volleyball. And now it's officially, this season was the first time it's officially a CIF sport. So they're still trying to, you know, organize it and get it right. But to have it as a CIF sport is fantastic. You know, now these girls have a lot to look forward to. And it's hard to eliminate anybody from your tryouts because their desire is sky high, you know, trying to be a part of this team.
Yeah.
And there's so much competition. Every school wants to have a team. And the great thing about Laguna Beach High School is they have Main Beach as their training ground,
right,
where some of these other schools have to build man-made courts on their campus. We have a real beach.
Right. So with the Laguna Beach Open coming up, how soon do you think it would be before any of your players get to play in the Open and be successful?
Well, the Ensigns, I'm sure, are going to be entered in the tournament. And some of the other players from the surrounding high schools, they'll be entered too, because Beach Open, you know, has such a long tradition, and the location is easy for everybody, and it's a very well-run tournament. Kirk Morgan does a great job.
Yes, he does.
And yes, he does. The city is supporting it very well, and they get a lot of the locals. Like you said, Kurt Ensign is a great promoter, not promoter, but donator for the event. And they get the local sponsors, and it's become a great event. The Laguna Hotel does a great job at helping support the event with their with the outside food catering area, and some of the other sponsors can't wait for the event to happen because they just like being a part of it. You know, Laguna Beach, the boardwalk at Main is such a iconic location because the beach and the water are, the beach itself is very, very small. It's a narrow beach. The ocean is a stone's throw away. So, you know, all the action is right there in front of your face. You know, Santa Monica, it's, you know, 200 yards wide you know, with Laguna, it's probably about 100 feet. But so it's just very cozy for everybody in that location.
Yeah,
and
Dan,
I
want to circle back to what you said earlier about how people used to have their feet literally on the court while you were playing. That's something that when I took the tournament over, we're always dedicated to keeping the tournament up a cool, old-school, non-corporate, fun, intimate event, if you will. There's not that many of those left. You know, you go to some of the tournaments today, they have these gigantic grandstands, and it's sponsored by, you know, Walmart or whatever. And we're trying to keep this where people can get really close to the court, really close to the players. Players have a lot of access. The sand is really deep, like you said, because it's so clean. They bring that water, the sand, right up from the water's edge. And, you know, we love it. We're going to play a song here, I guess.
Yeah.
Dane, hang in there.
Dane, thanks so much for joining us. Yeah. Great having you on board today.
Thank you.
And people, if you want more Dane Selznick, come see him at the Laguna Open. He'll be on the mic.
Come see the Gene Selznick Memorial Trophy that we dedicated to his dad's memory. Thanks,
That's
Dane.
Right. In the meanwhile, you can donate to KXFM and support both this fine radio station and or the Laguna Open. Call the lobby 949-715-4859. Or you can text Laguna Open to 949-715-5936. Or you can go to the KXFM website. You can check out at Laguna Open. We got it all there. This is a special song going out to someone. Talk about intimate moments. We got a very special relationship with someone who is going to be having a baby and has been incredibly helpful to the Laguna Open and is a big fan, Swedish House Mafia. This one goes out to Marty Swan. Don't you worry, child. Heaven's got a plan for you.
There was a time to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry, don't you worry now. A time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her out of sight. We were so young. I think of her now and then. I still hear the songs reminding me of a friend.
Welcome back to KXFM with the Laguna Open Beach Volleyball Tournament. Come out September 9th, 10th, and 11th, a weekend after Labor Day.
And Main Beach, California.
That's Laguna. Right. We will be there. We will have some of the top pros in the game, over $20,000 in prize money. Speaking of money, let's call in and get that checkbook out. KXFM's annual talk-a-thon, takeover, telethon. Give them a hit. And with that, we're going to play a hit. In fact, I bet most people don't know this next song that we're going to play was not only in probably the most popular beach volleyball scene of all time, but in a lesser beach volleyball movie as well. So you guys all know this song that's coming up from Top Gun, right? But it was also actually in Side Out, the movie as well, which was not a very good movie.
Won seven Oscars, I hear.
Actually, only grossed $400,000 at the box office. Not very good. But this next scene, you're gonna remember, you know, guys in blue jeans, dog tags, shiny baby oil, aviator sunglasses. You got...
It's the reason Kirk started playing beach volleyball.
That's right. Tom Cruise, Goose, Anthony Edwards. People have said I kind of have a resemblance there. Iceman or Val Kilmer. And then Slider. Rick Rossovich. Remember that line, Slider?
The guys that were in that scene from a distance were actual pro volleyball players. Up close, it was Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer. But from a distance, it was a bunch of guys from South Mission Beach, California.
Yeah, they were actually San Diego State players.
Yes.
All right, let's play it. Here we go. Playing with the boys, Kenny Loggins.
Move.
All right, there it is. I'm sure you were striking your slider pose. Pose down, oiled up. Pride Month here in Laguna. There you go. It is time for the next segment. Before we do, Kirk, you had something to say.
Yeah, how do we donate to the Laguna Open Volleyball Tournament, Blair?
You get your text machine out and you text OPEN
to 949-715-5936. The keyword is OPEN to 949-715-5936. 100% of that money goes to the tournament itself. We are a 100% volunteer event. And with that, I think we have somebody really special on the line, Blair.
We have an outstanding guest. So excited. Let me give an introduction, because this gentleman needs all the respect that he is due in this town, because he truly is a Laguna Beach local, born and bred here in Laguna Beach, class of 1990, all CIF in both volleyball and basketball, CIF finals, Orange County Player of the Year, Pacific Coast League MVP, Pepperdine All-American, NCAA National Championship at Pepperdine in 92. 11, or was it 17 aces in one game in Vail, Colorado? That's incredible.
That's amazing.
He's an analyst for NBC Sports at the Olympics, AVP, Clippers. He's an 11-time AVP and FIVB winner. In 1997, he became the very first African-American player to win an AVP event. He won and is the champion of the 1993 Laguna Open. And now he is the current head coach at USC Women's Beach Volleyball. They are back-to-back NCAA national champions. That's right. The Trojans, two back-to-back titles in beach volleyball.
Well, heck, let's talk to him.
No, I want to. There's a couple more things. He's a two-time Olympian. He won a gold medal in 2000.
The first beach volleyball gold medal ever.
He is Laguna Beach's own Dane Blanton. Dane, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me on. That was quite an introduction. I appreciate it.
You deserve it.
Such
you
an honor.
It. He's blue in the face after that, Dane.
Everything was perfect on the intro, except for we, 96 was the first gold medal, and that was Karch Kry and Ken Steffes. So we were second to win a gold in 2000. But aside from that, what a perfect intro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I knew that I would have a foot fault somewhere today, and that was it. Tell us your memories about growing up here in Laguna and playing volleyball.
Oh, man, it was amazing. You know, I was fortunate to have two older brothers. So if you guys, as you know, are in the early 80s, when the tournament happened, that's when I was, gosh, maybe 10 years old. But everyone would go down the night before and spend the night at the beach and sleep down there to reserve their spots. And if you showed up in the morning, you were probably, you know, 10, 15 rows deep. But it was a huge party. But having two older brothers, I was able to go down there and experience that with them looking out for me. And in the morning was just amazing, like electric energy. Just, you know, Smith and Stoklos, Randy Stoklos, St. John Smith, and Tim Hovland and Mike Dodd, and I think Akatubby and Frohoff back in the day. I mean, there were just some amazing athletes, and it was so new and so cutting edge, and it was so raw back then, which was cool, with no stands, no bleachers, and some of the historic photographs that I know that you guys have seen are just amazing, you know. And it's so cool that it's gone on for so long. I believe it's the longest event. Is this the 67th annual?
That's right.
Or is Manhattan Beach?
This
Manhattan
is the Beach world's is right there. Running beach volleyball tournament.
We're 2 years older than Manhattan Beach.
Nice.
And always will be.
Nice. Yeah, when you said 1993, I was trying to figure out when I did win in Laguna. But, you know, that tournament is special no matter what. And it's pretty cool to see the support that you guys have now at the CBVA and also the AVP.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to ask you a question about the women's game. It's amazing what has happened in women's beach volleyball since the NCAA made it a D1 sport. Tell us about what's going on with women's beach volleyball and the Trojans.
Well, it's, you know, I began my
my full coaching career as an assistant at USC back in 2015. And then 2016 was the first year it became an NCAA sport. It's the fastest growing NCAA sport. There's nearly 100 teams now, and it's so fantastic to see its growth. There were 8 teams that would make the national championship. That field has doubled now to 16 teams. And so it gives a lot of different programs the opportunity to make it to that national championship. Traditionally, it's been held in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and a fantastic site. But I think in a couple years, it moves out to Huntington Beach. So it'll start moving around a little bit. But you got 5 teams. You're supposed to rank your top 5 against, you know, whoever you're playing. And whoever can win 3 out of those 5 wins what we call the duel. So when you're facing another school, that's considered a duel. And every point is equal. The number 1 team playing against the number 1 team is just as important as the number 5 team playing. So you need 5 solid pairs if you're, you know, thinking you're going to be in the mix to win a national championship. And we have just been absolutely fortunate to get some great players to try to train them to the best of our abilities. And I took over as head coach in 2019. And obviously the 20 season was canceled because of COVID. But then, like you mentioned, winning in 2021 and 2022 back-to-back championships was just unreal. And that was just a little over a month ago.
Nice. And Dean, it's a testament to you that a lot of the girls want to come and play under your program. I mean, I really think your rising tide is lifting all the boats there. And one of the things you may know or you may not about the Laguna Open, we for the second year in a row, we're offering equal prize money for both the men and the women, and running the women's event side by side with the men's event. Whereas we used to have separate events, but we're like, well, we put so much work into putting together all the infrastructure and all the sponsorship and everything that the women should enjoy and benefit from all that stuff too. So
that's
awesome. We hope your USC girls will come down and play.
Yeah, absolutely. And I looked at the schedule. I think it's on an off weekend in terms of the AVP.
That was by design.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring.
Very
there's
much.
No conflict there, and that's the best way to do it. You know, that's how you get the best players and best crowds and, you know, the best focus on the event. So that's fantastic.
So, Dane, having the amazing history that you have and the accomplishments you've made in volleyball and then now as a college coach at USC, what are the emotions like? What's the difference between being a player and a coach? Like, is it tougher to win and lose as a coach or as a player?
Yeah, it's harder. You know, it's hard as a coach because you don't have the control, right? You train your athletes. You give them all the tools that you think are going to be necessary for them to use when they go into battle. And, you know, I guess not having the control as a coach is a little more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But what's so exciting to me, you know, I played 14, 15 years professionally, and you're playing with your partner, and that's kind of it. In terms of the beach game in college, it's this huge team, right? You have 15, 20 players on a team, you have 10 starters, and it's such a team effort. So I think that's a lot of fun, you know, and you just feel really inclusive, and the players really bond, and it's extremely important, you know, what type of culture you have with the program.
Mm-hmm.
But having a blast coaching. They're different. You know, I don't know if I'm answering your question. They're different, but there's, at the end of the day, any athlete will tell you there's nothing like playing on Sunday afternoon in a final of any tournament.
Right.
You know, that's what it's all about. And, but, you know, we all get to a point where our playing days are over, and it's fun to be able to help young athletes achieve their dreams.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, Dane, one more question. Thank you so much for the time so far. So Olympic volleyball, you're right. You have your finger on the pulse. We had some great teams represent the USA. Let me ask you this question. How do we get a tournament here in America on U.S. sand where American athletes can qualify for their own Olympic team without having to go to Bucharest or Hamburg or China or Dubai? How do we get a tournament here for Olympic players, and preferably in Laguna Beach? Any ideas?
Are you talking about an Olympic trials or just an international tournament?
Just an international tournament. And we had one down in Rosarito, just south of the border here.
Trials would be cool, too.
Yeah, trials.
They've kicked around so many different ideas, and you're absolutely right. There should be an FIVB event on U.S. soil. But, you know, you start to get into the deep politics of it. But someone needs to spearhead it and be that group that makes it happen. It's not a cheap thing. It's very expensive to do, but there's no question there should be an event in Southern California. So, I think, you know, the fastest way to do that is a collaboration with, you know, the AVP, USA Volleyball, and the FIVB working together. I know in the past they have been close to some synergy there, and I think if those three bodies come together, that will make it happen much faster. But it absolutely has to happen, right? Because Southern Cal is, you know, the epicenter of beach volleyball.
And if it happened in Laguna Beach, then you could come home and hang out with your two great brothers, Kurt Blanton and Everett Blanton, and all your nephews. And
we will present your gold medal to you right on the sand on Main Beach. Trust me on that. We can't wait for that day. In fact, we're putting on our spear hats right now because we are going to lead that charge. We're going to get down to business. Speaking of which, I think Jill's got our next song tiled up here. Dane, thanks so much for coming on board today.
Thank you.
It's an honor
to have you.
Dane, love you, man.
Yeah, anytime you guys need anything, let me know. It's an honor to be on. I appreciate it, and hopefully I can come down to the tournament as well.
September 9th to the 11th, we need you.
See you then.
And your golden dulcet tones on the microphone, brother.
All right, we'll chat. See you guys have a good one.
Little real estate plug. Our theme song at Well Realty Group is The Business by Tiesto. Check it out.
We're getting down to business.
Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Mama, please don't worry about me. I'm about to let my heart speak. My friends keep telling me to leave this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Back and forth with the bullshit. No, I said it before, I don't mean it. It's been a while since I had your attention, so it might hurt to hit it. Fall away. We can't leave them if we stay the same. And I can't do this for another day. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million nights just like this. So let's get down to business.
All right, next song coming up. We've got more. Jill, you want to, what's your favorite song that you got queued up for us here?
Let's see here. Not ready for it.
You're not
ready?
Oh, we
got Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. This is my jam.
You ready for it?
Let's go.
All right.
Don't forget, if you want to donate to the Laguna Open, call the lobby at 949-715-4859 and text the keyword open.
Welcome back to the KXFM Radio Takeover with Laguna Open Beach Volleyball. We are excited to have a very special in-studio guest. He's going to sign the board after he does this next song. He's a fan favorite, a local hero. He is a setter at perhaps one of the best collegiate volleyball programs in the country, UCLA Men's Volleyball. I think they've won 19 national titles. And Ayrton is the setter there right now. Ayrton Garcia is going to come on air, and he is going to play a song of his own creation right now. Let's go to Ayrton Garcia.
Yo, what up, FM radio? Ayrton Garcia here. About to play an original song that me and my friend Gabe Allen made. It's called Slow Summer. All right, here we go.
This guy rips the guitar.
All town kicking back like it's a slow summer. Girl looking good, man, she a stunner. Yo, she took my heart, turned to a runner. She be nice with it, got some ice with it. Drinks on us, it's always good vibes with it. Party all day and every night with it. Spending time with it, she a dime with it. Taking my time with it, cause you know it's a slow summer. Homies all around us, ask her why she love me, reasons up to 100. Like, taking my time, cause you're looking so fine. Can't lie, trying to hang on tight for the slow summer. All the ladies love us, vibing all night, we be up to the sun of light. Drinks never stop flowing on the summer night. I be high on the thought of you and I, chilling, kicking back on the beach, feeling like a minute with you should be worth a million. From the light going through me like a lifeline. Meet me halfway up like we hanging fire. But you a 10, more than just a, yeah, trying to play it cool, but you know I can't pretend like you ain't on my mind and you ain't my type. Dragging out the night like I'll never end. It's a slow summer, homies all around us. Ask her why she love me, reasons up to 100. Like, taking my time, cause you looking so fine. Can't lie, trying to hang on tight for the slow summer. All the ladies love us, vibing all night. We be up to the sun of light. Drinks never stop flowing on the summer night. I'll be high on the thought of you and I, yeah. Summer, homies all around us. Ask her why she love me, reasons up to 100. Like, taking my time, cause you looking so fine. Can't lie, trying to hang on tight for the slow summer. All the ladies love us, vibing all night. We be up to the sun of light. Drinks never stop flowing on the summer night. 104.7 live, like every night. Hey!
Thank you. We're going to get to our next song, but Kirk, tell us again how we can donate for Laguna Open.
The Laguna Open Volleyball Tournament, September 9th to the 11th.
If you would like to donate, it is a 100%, we depend upon the community and to help us out with the tournament. All the money goes to the tournament. We're 100% volunteer. Text the keyword open to 949-715-5936. That's keyword open to 949-715-5936 to help out the Laguna Open.
Awesome. Thanks again, Ayrton Garcia, soon to be a legend, if not already, in Laguna Beach. And our next song is going to be Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. If this doesn't get you going, guys, I don't know what will.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We are Laguna Open Takeover of KXSM. So don't forget to text keyword open to 949-715-5936. You guys, every little dollar goes a long way. So please don't forget to text. And our last song today, thank you so much to the radio station for having us on today, is another tribute to a Laguna legend that was gone too soon, Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters.
Hook me up a new revolution. Is this one it?